From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Yemen's former president Ali Abdullah Saleh has been killed, his party confirmed Monday, as a video showing what appeared to be his corpse circulated on social media. A leader of the General People's Congress said Saleh was martyred in the defense of the Republic, and he blamed Houthi rebels for Saleh's killing south of the capital, Sana'a. Meanwhile, the United Nations said airstrikes on the capital are intensifying and fighting is spreading to other areas. The 75-year-old Saleh ruled Yemen for more than three decades before he was ousted under popular and political pressure in 2012, but he continued to wield power behind the scenes, forming an alliance with the Iran-backed Houthis. The rebels announced his death earlier Monday, claimed that he was on his way to Saudi Arabia when he was killed, and called his death the foiling of what they claim was his attempt at a coup against an alliance he never believed in. For the first time since 2011, a United Nations official will be visiting North Korea, which has ramped up its nuclear and ballistic missile tests this year. Undersecretary General for Political Affairs Jeffrey Feltman is expected to visit Pyongyang from December 5th to the 8th. Britain and the European Union failed Monday to reach a Brexit divorce deal, but their leaders remained optimistic that they would reach an accord within days. British Prime Minister Theresa May and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker met in Brussels, trying to set terms for Britain's exit from the EU on March 29, 2019. He said, "This is not a failure. I'm very confident that we will reach an agreement in the course of a week." This is VOA News.